living in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu, and Gundam. Like, yo, can't believe I finally made it. Matsuri celebrated Golden Week, hold it down with my cho.
Yo, 皆さん、Mangus the Podcast へようこそ。 Everybody, welcome to the Mangus the Podcast. As always, I'm your host with the most, John Sensei. That's a little 1950s, isn't it? Sorry about that, my bad. But today we're continuing to talk about an awesome grammar point, mono. Now, I had someone ask me, is this mono like mono the person? This is not mono the person, this is mono the object. So make sure you differentiate between the two. If I say sabushi mono, that would be a sad person, not a sad object. It is really hard for inanimate objects to be sad. A good way to differentiate between these two, if you hear it in a sentence, is one, think through context, and two, if it ends with iru or aru. Remember, aru is always going to be talking about an inanimate object, and iru is going to be talking about an animate object, something that has sentience or that can move and live, all right? So a tree would not be iru, it would be aru, all right? So continuing to talk about mono, mono is extremely useful, like we talked about yesterday, in the fact that it can identify a physical object. Also, it acts as, it's often going to be followed by des or aru. So like I said there, it's going to be followed with des or aru to give it existence, okay? Now, if you're using these verbs, you'll sometimes notice there'll be a combination of people using base 3 and base 7 verbs, ta verbs, like karita mono, thing I borrowed, or kariru mono, thing I will borrow. But sometimes you'll notice it, particularly with the ichidan verbs, when it will combine into base 2, like fukimono, something that you, a rag, a wiping object. And sometimes you'll see it with things like tabemono, food. Taberu becomes tabemono. And this is not mono itself changing, but the verb case before it. When things are put into base 2, remember that they're becoming nouns, okay? So it's basically nounifying, if that's a word I can say in English, nounifying the word. So it's actually putting mono and the verb together as one noun instead of saying the thing that does this. So a fukumono is a wiping thing, and a fukimono is a rag. A taberu mono is something you can eat, and a tabemono is food. That makes sense? Now, another good thing to watch out with mono is how it's written. Often this will be written by itself in hiragana, but there's also a kanji that goes along with it, and I believe I spoke about that somewhat yesterday. But make sure to watch for the case there. Sometimes you'll see it with no mono da. Now, you can also use this with a noun. So for example, if I say boku no mono or watashi no mono, that's my thing. I'm going to simply have to use the possessive or the connective particle no when I do that. So remember that no always connects two things together or it makes it possessive. Honda no kuruma, the car by Honda or Honda's car. Now you can use this with mono as well. So if I say watashi no mono, that's my thing. Or it could be sono hon no mono, that is the real thing or that is the book's thing. And you can use this for many interesting different cases, how you can use them. But I still do believe that mono is one of the most useful grammar points out there. Make sure to use it. Try some example sentences. Get out there. Make some mistakes. And remember, after 10,000 mistakes, you become fluent. Therefore, let's make some mistakes, and I will catch you next time. Until then, Jane. Getting closer, gotta punch in, get to work, sumi masen. Chotto matte, kudasai, nampa shita koto nai kedo, anata mecha kawaii. Hontoni, I stay facts. Uchini, I like that. You with me, onee-san, yokatta. Hey, you're still listening, good. I wanted to ask you if you really like learning Japanese through manga. If you do, make sure to go check out my website, manga-sensei.com, because there we are actually teaching Japanese through the manga, an actual comic book that we drew up ourselves. We have a wonderful illustrator that's been on the podcast, Brittany Long Olsen. She's fantastic, and she's drawn a comic for you to help you learn Japanese. We want to get your feedback on these, so make sure you check it out at manga-sensei/comic. Thank you so much.